Let me tell you something. In the last couple months, I've had multiple men casually, just in a regular conversation with me, casually mention either wanting to kill their partner or saying that they wouldn't mind, like news that their ex-partner or their partner being dead would be welcome news to them. Okay? So I don't give a fuck if y'all don't like hearing my ideas and my thoughts and my advice about relationships, because I didn't bring this conversation to y'all. You brought the conversation to me. Okay? I had somebody respond to me with an attitude because I said what I said. I meant every word. I have been saying for years, don't talk to me about your relationships. I don't specialize in relationships. I don't want to hear about your partner. I don't want to hear about your complaints. Please go to therapy. I don't know why y'all are so resistant to going to work with people who actually handle the types of cases you're interested in and working with people who actually specialize in marital counseling and who know the tools and, you know, have the tips and tricks and whatever to help you fix your relationships. Moreover, I'm not the friend to talk to if you want to stay. And I feel like if you've known me for any amount of time, then you should know that by now. I'm going to tell you to leave. I'm going to tell you to choose peace. I'm going to tell you to choose yourself. I'm going to tell you to move on, to let them go, to give it time, to give it space, to maybe choose to be single for a while you heal and kind of debrief from the relationship and move on. But let me tell you something. If I say don't talk to me about something and you insist and you keep talking to me about something and then I give you my honest response, my honest thoughts, bitch, that's on you. That's on you. Because you could have just listened to me the first time, respected my motherfucking boundary, okay, instead of bothering me about something I told you I don't want to be bothered with. I'm a money witch. I can help you with the business, expand your profits, increase your prosperity, happiness. I can help you set up an ancestor altar, get in touch with your dead, start working with La Santa Muerte. Like that, those are the kinds of things that I can do. Those are the kinds of things that I'm interested in. But trying to hold on to somebody who mistreats you or somebody who has done everything in their power to convey to you an utter lack of care regarding your well-being and your heart is not something that I can do. I'm going to tell you to leave every single time. Now, the conversation about letting a relationship go and ending a relationship is so much a conversation about valuing your own happiness, caring about how you feel, loving yourself, knowing your purpose in life, and consciously creating a life that is filled with love and happiness and peace and all those wonderful things. You also have to keep in mind that a lot of y'all are young, like y'all in y'all 20s and shit. I'm older than y'all. Some of y'all are older than me, for shame. But, you know, I'm older than some of y'all. Like, I'm not a 20-something on 5 different dating apps crying over a motherfucker who I only knew for all of 3 days ghosting me. Like, I'm not y'all. Okay? Somebody said to me, well, you know, you're attacking your... First of all, I don't attack people. If I was attacking you, you would know. Okay, that's 1 through 10. Y'all need to stop with this. Oh, I feel attacked. Not by me. If you was under attack, you would know. Okay, no one's attacking you. I'm telling you my thoughts. I'm telling you my feelings. Okay, I'm telling you where I am on the situation. And I do understand that people handle situations differently. I also understand that there are some people who don't handle shit at all. Like they don't handle the problem. The problem is not that this person and you didn't work out 3 years ago. The problem is that you don't know how to let go. That's the problem. The problem is that you haven't learned how to let something go and move on from the situation. Now, again, being a devotee of Santa Muerte, one of the things that I'm working really hard on is not being a judgmental hoe. Okay. At the same time, when you work with death, when you work with mama, you start to value life. You start to really appreciate how little time you have. You start to get a really healthy respect for death and a very, very deep appreciation for life. And when you have that appreciation for life, even if you're not the happiest person, even if you still kind of struggle to love yourself or whatever, it's still like, okay, well, I want to figure it out while I still have time. I want to be free and happy and have more enjoyable experiences. Like, I don't want to be miserable crying over somebody who don't give a fuck about me. I don't want to do that. I want to spend the limited time that I have doing that. So even working with her will help, you know, expedite the, okay, this shit hurts, but let's see what else is out here for me process. And I've had, you know, by some absolute fucking trick of Satan, I find myself, that was dramatic, so by some act of Satan, I find myself surrounded by men lately. Like, most of my friends right now are men. I don't know how this happened. I don't know what I did in a past life. I'm sure I was an awful person. But what I find is that I'm in these conversations with men, and I like them, generally, because you'll talk about all types of different things. I like erudite people, like people, scholarly people, people I can talk to about the thing I'm studying, something that's going to be relevant to, you know, a lesson I'm creating or a class I'm teaching or something useful and helpful. I don't really like drifting, aimless conversations. I'm not into that. I don't like talking for the sake of talking. But I was enjoying having conversations with these men, but multiple men have expressed utter disdain for their partners to me recently. Multiple men have said to me, one said that he would like to unalive his person. One person has said to me that if he heard news that his ex, I mean, she'd been his ex for years, that if he got news that his ex was dead, he would feel like the world was better off without her. Like, men casually saying things to me about the death of their partners, ex-partners. And it makes me feel very concerned, because in the United States, I looked this up earlier, in the United States, 70 women, an average of 70 women die by gun violence at the hands of an intimate partner. And a lot, I think it's the majority of homicides are committed by people that you know. And usually we see people being killed by intimate partners after years of abuse. And in one of these conversations with a man where he was like, you know, if I heard that my ex-girlfriend was dead, I would probably be happy. I would feel like the world is better off without her. That was terrifying to me, guys. So if you then come to me and you're like, oh, you know, my partner's being mean to me and the relationship is terrible and all these awful things are happening and I'm not happy, I'm going to tell you to leave. This is where I'm coming from. I'm a person who leaves. I've been telling people to leave since before, you know, I've been hearing about how much men actually hate being in their relationship, some of these men. Because I want you to be safe. I want you to be happy. I want you to stop wasting your time. And I want you to stop wasting my time talking to me about this thing that we could fix right now. And yeah, that's just that. So, hearing these men say these things about these women and about how unhappy they are in their relationships, how little they have to gain from being married, you know, and also hearing them say things like, oh, I only married her so that I could carry on my bloodline. I don't know. it's just really unnerving and scary to me. Like, it makes me very happy to be peacefully single, to be with myself, by myself. Like, nobody's out there speaking death over me. No one's wishing death on me, you know? And how would these people feel if the person actually did die? Am I the one guy who was saying, if I heard that, you know, heard news that she had died, I would be happy, or I would think that the world was a better place? That was a situation where he was 18 years her senior. She was like, I think, barely 20. He kept talking about, she's a brown girl. He had a thing for brown girls. He is a non-black man. So he was like kind of, I think, fetishizing black brown girls. But he was kept going on and on about how she was a virgin, very, very pretty girl. But she was, at the same time that she was his girlfriend, she was someone else's girlfriend. So even though she was not intimate with these people, you know, apparently she was still cheating. I wish, I'm doing air quotes, so cheating. And it hurt him so bad. And then, you know, he's one of these people who, as soon as a person doesn't want you, or they're not acting the way you want them to act, behaving the way you want, they don't like you, they don't want you, suddenly they have a host of any number of mental illnesses now. Like, all of a sudden they are mentally ill, mentally sick. And so he's, you know, he's one of those. It's like when she was the young, pretty brown, you know, barely 20-year-old virgin, she was ideal. You were crazy about her, you were obsessed. But now that you can't have her, now she's a psychopath. Okay. So these are where some of my most recent posts come from. I always post about exactly what's going on in my life, exactly the things that I'm hearing and picking up on, and the things that people are talking to me about. But this one with the relationship guys and our absolute need to learn how to remove ourselves from bad situations and how to walk away, I think it's such an important conversation. It's an important conversation. And here's my thing. If you ask me something, especially if I told you stop fucking asking, and you ask me anyways, and I finally answer and you don't like the answer, blame yourself. Blame yourself. I probably knew you wasn't gonna like shit I have to say. Because when we have these conversations about the people in our lives, especially our close intimate partners, a lot of times we don't want to hear the truth that, you know, you can just remove yourself from the situation. Like, you can just opt out of this drama. You don't have to continue with this painful situation. You don't have to stay here. A lot of times, especially as witches, we want to hear how we can fix that person. When I say fix, I mean fix with roots. with conjure, yeah, with herbs and magic and spells. And what can I do to make them act right, you know? And if it's not that, we want somebody to be outraged on our behalf. Can you believe what this person has done? Can you believe how they have treated me? Can you believe how they have hurt me? And it's just like, yeah, I can believe it, baby. I can believe how they have treated you, hon. Yes. Yes. Now, would you like to go with me to the library and borrow some books and talk about our businesses and, you know, plan some events and figure out how to get some more money? Do we ride at dawn or not? Like, tell me what, tell me what we're doing from here. We cannot keep talking about these people year after year. When we were kids, I never had a problem when we talked about boys. I realized I didn't have a problem talking about relationships until I got older. And I was really wondering about this. Like, it used to be so fucking fun to talk about our relationships and the people we liked and this and that. When I was younger, I loved it. And as I've gotten older, I hate it now. And I ask myself, like, what changed? Why do you hate talking about relationships so much now? The reason that I hate it is because it doesn't, it's not the giddy, goofy, like playful, happy, oh my God, girl, look at what he, you know, look at what he did, or he said this, he wrote this, or whatever. It's not the cute, giggly, fun, energizing, I don't know, like playful, flirty, hopeful type of talk. It's not that positive shit. People be talking crazy about their people. Look at what he's done to me. Like, you make me feel like a caged lion when you tell me that your person is mistreating you and you're not going to remove yourself or put all of your energy into fixing it. You just want to talk about it. You make me feel like a caged lion. That's why I tell people I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to. There are so many people, water sign people especially, who will listen. They'll listen. You could talk to them about this person for the next 5 years. They'll listen to you every single time. They will. Me, on the other hand, I'm fire. I'm mostly fire. I'm about that action. It's like, what are we going to do about this? This motherfucker, he's a problem. What are we going to do about him? You know, that's really what, you got to know your friends and know which friend to talk to. And I feel like people who know me, they know which friend I am. I'm the friend who's going to say, leave him, not kill him, child. Y'all going too far. Y'all going too far. Not kill him, not wish him dead, not, child, not even curse him or hex him. Just let him go. Listen, you removing yourself from a person for the rest of their lives, that's your lick back. Like, that's the hex. You'll never see me again, talk to me again, be loved on like this again. You'll never eat my peach cobbler again, motherfucker. That is the consequence, punishment. That is that's your L. That's the hex. You ain't got to do nothing besides that. That's all I wanted to say. Like, y'all could be mad. That's perfectly fine. But be mad at yourselves for asking me this shit. Okay? Because when I start responding, I already know when y'all not going to be able to handle what I'm fucking saying. When I start responding, I'm not going to lie for you. I'm not going to pretend to think something to spare your feelings. You want me to spare your feelings. You're not even sparing your own feelings. You're voluntarily showing up every single day for someone who's mistreating you. You don't even care about your feelings, sis. I love you. I do. I know sometimes it may not seem like a person give a fuck. It may not seem like I give a fuck, but I do. I give a fuck so bad that I want you to leave and go get happy somewhere else. And focus on yourself. I promise, like, in the beginning, it's kind of difficult. It's like, who the fuck am I supposed to watch my shows with? Who am I going to eat my meals with? Like, it can feel awkward at first. Especially if you grew up around a lot of people, right? Like, if you grew up in a family, there's always people there. And now it's just you. Or if you've always had a person, you've always dated, and now it's just you. And it can be really, really difficult and sticky to unravel lives. Like, if you're married, that's not as easy as just walking out. But I think there's a solution to every problem, and you can figure out that solution, but you got to be looking for it to find it. And alone time is good. It's wonderful. It's peaceful. It's fun. It's filling. It's satisfying. It's healing. And your romantic partnership is not your only relationship. Like, having good friendships with people, spoiling your friends, taking care of them, I think that in some cases that can be more fulfilling and satisfying at different phases in your life than some primary romantic relationships. And then there are some of you who probably should be in poly situations, probably should figure out like different relationship structures. But you got to know yourself. You got to know yourself. Be safe. Be careful. If you're in a relationship and you're at a point where you absolutely hate the person to the point of you would want them to be not living anymore, you probably need to just let them go. That's all I got to say about it. I'll be back when I'm back. Bye.